Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What do you got, buddy?
I don't know. I guess I'm not allowed to talk about it.
What?
Sicko.
What? Hold on. Oh, yeah. You're exactly. You know what?
I haven't told that. I've only told Phoebe.
Okay, let's please. You know what? That was a lapse of judgment on my behalf.
It was, but I wanted to call HR, man.
Well,
and I don't know how you expect me not to ever talk about this.
I don't. What? I'm just asking you not to.
Am I gonna get? How much trouble could I get you in, as opposed to what kind of content I create for the audience?
It'd be great content. It'd be unbelievable content, but it would cause me a bunch of issues.
But could you? I thought we were in the content business.
Could you sort through the issues, Sponge?
No, I'm asking you as a friend. See, we shouldn't even be having this conversation. The whole thing's a K-5er, so I don't even want to be having the fact that we had a K-5 situation yesterday, and we can't let people know about
it. But why?
That in itself is saying too much, Seth Kushner, my friend.
Can I just ask one thing?
You called me.
I did call you.
Hold on.
I called you.
You called me. And
you didn't have to answer, man.
But anyway.
Yeah, but just can I ask you a question? Just one question.
By the way, it's the Bubba the Love Sponge show. Friday, September 11th. Oh, today's September 11th.
Oh, nice shift. What about that question?
And wasn't the original?
Where were you when the towers went down? I got nothing.
No. Was it a Friday? What day?
It was a Tuesday.
It was a Tuesday. Okay. It was a Tuesday. Today's Friday, September 11th. You know what? Probably less people would have died if it would have happened on a Friday, because a lot of people take Fridays off, like that work in the big high towers and stuff like that. Be like, I'm working a real.
You know a lot of high tower Friday people?
I work in a skyscraper. I ain't working on Friday.
I don't know. I don't think that's not the New York mentality, is it?
Oh, it's not?
I thought it's like we're going to grind it out every day because we're better than the rest of these states.
I think the new New York mentality is we're never going back into the city.
The new New York mentality is I have family that lives in Brooklyn and they're trying to figure out how to move down here as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
Because their quality of life on lockdown in New York sucks.
The new New York mentality is, you know what? Grandpa lives in Spring Hill. Maybe we can, when he kicks it, we can take over his place.
Well, you know, people are like, hey, it's all well and good to spend, you know, $8,000 a month on a closet apartment in New York until you're stuck there for 6 months. And then what do?
Yeah, when you can't go out to eat and do all the things that the city offers, then you're still just stuck in a $9,000 a month, you know, one bedroom Willie.
And New York
on the 45th floor, which is
unemployed.
It's great when you are, you know, not spending all of your time in your little shoebox and you're in the city.
Yeah.
But when you're in, you know,
when you're in the shoebox 24/7, you go, yeah. Why am I here?
Boy, squirreled Seth nicely on that deal.
Well, no, I'm still on it, but I'm
just asking.
I respect that you don't want me to talk about it. I just think it's too salacious. It's too good. It's just too disturbing. There's so many angles, Bubba.
Seth, listen to me, Linda. Listen to me, Linda. Listen to me. Listen to me. I have just worked my ass off this week providing extra content.
Okay, what the hell is that?
Yelling at me, not disclosing my information.
Me and Anna went after the show yesterday. Deuce did some rails. I had all this energy, and I went till 2 o'clock yesterday.
2:15.
Yeah, it was after two.
We were
all still live at 2:20. We're all still live.
And then insane.
We were still going to keep going. We had my mom on the air talking about anal.
But Lummy ruined it by having to leave.
But Lummy's like, I got to leave because I got to take Colton home.
He interrupted the show and was like, I got to go.
I had a doctor's appointment.
I'm tired of Colton stuff.
I'm tired.
I just had to make it to my doctor's appointment and try to get some.
What kind of doctor's appointment did you have? Seth had
get
one.
Get my pills. To get my mentals.
Oh. You stopped me in my tracks on that one. You know,
I mean, but
when a guy says, I got to go to the doctor to get my pills, then I'm like, oh, I get it.
I get it, buddy. I feel an outburst coming on for
from
me.
From you?
Yeah, about what I heard yesterday.
Well, I mean, Seth, in the name
people,
of God.
The people want to know, man.
Stop working it, Tuttle.
Can I?
Seth Tuttle, let the high spot go because it could be detrimental to me, buddy.
Yeah, but you could recover from it.
I don't want to recover
from
it.
Can we get like a little hint?
I don't want to even deal
with it. Can I just say it was...
No! Seth, no! What part of effing no don't you understand?
I just want to just say that I think that...
There is Bubba engaged?
What?
He was engaged at the time.
I'm not engaged.
No, he was engaged at the time,
oh,
if you know what I mean.
Stop it, Seth, with
oh.
you.
Even, when you made the call?
Now even yeah. dumbass caveman chuckled. He even knows what you're talking
oh,
about now.
Yeah.
I
wow.
can't take it any longer.
Well,
I
really? Gave me that impression.
Well, I can't take it, Sponge. I had a real tough day yesterday, and I'm still going through it. And then I call you. Why? Things were so dark in my mind, I had to call the Sponge out. And then you made it a million times worse.
Or did it just continue the dark party, kiddo?
It continued the dark party, but I didn't want to be in the dark party, man.
Well, you're already having an effing dark party. Why not me do an encore for your dark party? And now we're talking about it when I didn't want to talk about it. And we're not saying another word about it.
Is that a fetish of yours? Or did you just see I was
what
calling?
Do you mean, that's a fetish
did,
of what, mine.
Did you just see I was calling and pick it up, or is that a fetish?
No.
Wow.
Don't try to make me doing it like as
special.
If I was doing something very dirty yesterday. Is that a fetish of mine?
Yeah.
Or is that a fetish of mine to pick up the phone while I'm doing something?
That's what I'm asking. And
maybe
no.
You should feel special. He doesn't reply to Babyface's text for days, but he'll pick up the phone during engagements with you.
Blitz,
yeah,
I
think he's only done it with one other guy,
Let me
too.
Tell you. I almost called Blitz just to go.
I've only done it with one other guy.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
You talked about it back in the day.
You mean to pick
not
up?
Not engagements.
No. You picked up
Let
the
me,
phone.
Shut up. Just the way you worded that, I understand what you're saying, but a lot of people don't.
Lummy, you
so
need to have another
up.
Drink.
So shut up. I'm just saying, okay?
I need one.
I just need you to shut up, okay, buddy?
I am. Sorry.
Have a drink, Lummy. You deserve one.
I need you to
shut
up.
Do you need some
up.
Notes, Lummy?
Do you need me to shut up, or can I ask? Can I proceed?
Yeah. No, shut up.
Me?
Yes.
Okay.
You shut up as a dude.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge. You know that bacteria and viruses live everywhere. Your phone, your earbuds, car keys, groceries, wallets, packages, even your face mask that you're wearing right now. Sanitizing these items is as important as playing it safe and healthy. But it also can mean using harmful chemicals that you're constantly trying to have to replace. The Clean Phone line of products changes all of that. The Clean Phone brand offers a full range of sanitizing products that use ultraviolet light. This is the same technology used to sanitize hospital rooms and medical equipment. The Clean Phone products have been tested by independent laboratories and provide the best quality UV sanitizing for every need. The Clean Phone is a device designed for phones and household items. It even works as a wireless charger for your cell phone. And now add the Clean Phone Wand, which is a portable handheld device that can go anywhere and be used to sanitize anything like tablets, computers, packages, groceries, anything you bring into your home. Go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, thenewdealshop.com and select the right Clean Phone product for you. And you're going to get free FedEx two-day shipping as an added bonus. Get 10% off the FDA-authorized respirator masks as well. Again, go to thenewdealshop.com. Thenewdealshop.com now. That's free FedEx two-day shipping and a bonus of 10% off FDA-authorized respiratory face masks. And it's only at thenewdealshop.com. Go there now. Lummy, I'm gonna give this new, is it edict?
Yes.
If you want, this is your new edict. Pretty fancy.
When you go to say something, think about it. Think about it again, and then don't say nothing.
there you go, Lummy. Especially with this particular issue.
He's writing that down.
I'll give it to you one more time.
When you go to say something, think about it. Think about it again, and then don't say nothing.
That could really trick a radio guy up, though.
So, today's a very big day for us, and I didn't think that Seth was going to, you know, commandeer and shoehorn himself into the first 11 minutes of trying to get me in trouble. And when I told him, we were talking yesterday, and I'm like, listen, you know, here's, and he's like, oh my God, SpongeBob. And I'm like, hey, listen, you know what? Don't say nothing about that, okay? I don't know why I even did it. Sorry.
No, like, I know. I just.
And you're like, what's the first thing out of your hole today? The first thing out of your hole. Oh, SpongeBob. Ah, you were doing a naughty thing when I called you. Ah, I don't know. I'm torn whether I should just say something or should I not say it? Because you told me not to say it, which means I'm going to say it. Ah.
Okay, I don't quite, you know, that's a fair reenactment, but I think really I was trying to deliver, what I was trying to just deliver was the fact that I was disturbed by what happened. I didn't know if that was a comment.
I thought you'd put me over. I thought you'd be like, man, Spongio, that's pimp.
Here's the thing.
It's pimp.
It's Spongio. The context of our conversation didn't lend itself to what was happening with you. And the fact that you had that conversation with me while you were getting, you know, engaged is just, it blows my mind because it's not sexual matter.
Yeah. The content, it blows his mind, get it?
Yeah. So, you know.
Like, we were not talking about anything that should be turning anybody on, except Lummy.
I wasn't turned on by your prostal talk. I was turned on by something that already had me turned on.
I know.
And I was just able to continue the party while speaking very serious stuff to you.
I
don't know. I'm pretty viral like that.
You are. Viral. I felt like I was talking to 06 Bubba for a second. So
I am 06 Bubba, bitch.
I know. Trust me. I know. And
I'm gonna get back on top. You just watch. We just picked up a California radio station yesterday.
We did. Modesto?
Well, too bad because it burned down.
What do you mean?
I'm just kidding.
Shut up, Mr. Ed.
Here comes Anna. Here comes Anna with the current events and the wildfires.
How
many times have you ever been heard in a California? You've dreamed about being on a California station. Never did you think anybody you'd ever work with would get you syndicated across America, did you? No. Now you are.
No, sir.
So blast, shut up with your nonsense.
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir.
You're welcome.
That's a kick-ass shirt that you're wearing today,
yeah,
Anna.
It is.
Who, mine?
No, Anna's.
How about my shirt, bitches? Yeah,
I was talking about Bubba's.
Yeah, I like Bubba's shirt.
Look at my shirt, bitches. Those shirts right there available at BubbaArmyMerch.com. It's officially licensed by us. Rainbow Rick's been given permission to make our stuff.
It's a Gildan.
It's a Gildan, ladies and gentlemen.
It's not 50-50. Don't ask for a 50-50, you loser.
So, you calling me a loser?
No, I'm just talking to the audience. I'm saying don't try to feel all special and ask for like some Under Armour 50-50.
I will tell you this, and I don't want to make everybody mad, but Rainbow Rick, you know, He usually Rainbow Rick isn't usually in the front line of, he's a wholesale guy. Like, you know, somebody will hire him to make like 200 plaques for like the off, you know, that kind of
right.
deal, engraving and embroidery and all that kind of deal. But he doesn't usually sell to the public. So he had to put together this little hodgepodge, you know, storefront. You have to pay like, I don't know, 20 or 30 bucks a month to have this software that will process your orders for him. Now that he's selling these things, and he's like, the Bubba Army melted down my software, and I'm back.
And now he's packaging and shipping?
Well, he's back ordered and everything. So he's like, it might take a week to get your stuff. Now, it's not going to be a Randy Ski Rider deal, but he's gotten crushed with orders. So,
well, listen, I'll let you know. Normally, people start complaining on Instagram when they don't get their stuff. I haven't seen anything yet, and I know Rainbow Rick's been on top of it. So, I mean, people will get their orders.
Yeah, they will, absolutely.
Now, it's the holiday season. I mean, come on, people.
I can't promise that Bubba Army buff that you bought from the ski rider guy. I don't know. I can't promise that, but I can promise Rainbow Rick will get your stuff out to you. He's super good. He's just gotten crushed with orders, Lummy. Because, Lummy, you're I mean, let's be honest, Lummy, you're the champ, cuz. Look at you over
there. Yes, sir, the champ right here. Woo!
Lummy, remember when I predicted that I would make
Lummy
you
investigate 3.5 in 1 hour exactly.
Yeah, 1 hour. Lummy, remember when I told everybody, I'm going to make you a star?
Yeah, you were the Babe Ruth. You called the
shot. Hopefully, Caveman will go back one of these days and find me that audio where I said, Lummy, I'm even going to take your dumb ass. A guy that, no, I can't think of any other radio show that would say, Lummy, I want to make you a co-host, and I'll make you a star.
No one's as talented as you to do it.
Caveman, take that audio he just said and put it back there.
Shut up, Blitz. I hate you.
You just said it all. Done.
I just, it's so tempting just to hit R1 off. Look, boom. But if I turn his mic off, Blitz's mic off, then he'll do something like lock my computer up or scratch my car or something. So I keep them on.
I got the keys to the smart car.
Lummy 3.5, which is, Lummy, how do you feel about it?
I don't feel good about it.
You don't?
There's a lot of content I cut out. My big high spot failed me.
Lummy?
What?
Yeah.
How long is it, first of all?
16 and a half minutes.
It's a little long. I like him 8 to 12.
No, but he's upset he had to cut too much out.
Yeah.
I got a lot I put on the floor.
So Lummy.
You got a lot to what?
Do you
put on the floor.
Do you feel...
Bubba Grub say it 1,000 bits.
Do you feel bad? Lummy 3.0 was an absolute smash.
Yeah.
I mean, an absolute smash. So let me look at the numbers right now. Where I think
Are you doing
okay,
Lummy?
Yeah.
Did you take your pills that you got?
Lummy.
Yeah, I may have...
Lummy.
Yeah, sir.
Lummy 3.0? Lummy 3.0 is over 5,000 views, Lummy. The only thing I'm worried about now is Lummy 3.5 will suck, and we'll see a dip in views.
I know.
And that's bad for the series.
I mean, this whole week you've been hyping it up, best thing ever. 7,000 views.
I thought I had this one, and, you know, but there's so many stories about Anna, and she's so weird.
I'm hoping and praying, Lummy.
Well, she'd be hanging out at your house every weekend, so
Lummy, did
get
you
used to it.
Did you thumbnail it up and hashtag it up and do it all? Did you do all that, or is the screen just going to be a blank deal, you know?
Well, I have it on my my USB drive.
That sounds like a no to me.
Well, no, I'm giving it to Cave at the break so he can upload it the right way.
Is it finished?
Yeah, it's done. It was done this morning.
I know, but is it thumbnailed up and the opening screen is real fancy and thumbnailed up like the Jericho deal?
Or does Caveman finding out now that he has to do a thumbnail?
Well, I got a thumbnail for him. I don't have it up. I don't know how to upload it.
Whatever, Lummy. I can't take it anymore. It's not going to be ready.
No, it'll be
ready, Lummy. It just won't look. I mean, you know, Lummy, I'm trying to.
This one's done way before all the rest of them.
I know, Lummy. I'm just saying the opening screen, the thumbnail is very important. Lummy, you got a big, tough road ahead of you. You got to get like 6,000 views next week for this, buddy, in order to show an uptick. I'm trying to help you, bud. Trying to make it easy on you.
Lummy did contact me about a click farm yesterday.
Don't be saying that.
Why? I found two in South Dakota.
Stop.
Bubba Grub, say it 1,000 bits.
Keep it in America.
Keep your click farms in America.
That's right.
Hi, this is Jim from North Dakota. You know, I used to plow snow in the winter. Now I'm a click farming. I got a whole entire family in the basement down there click farming right now, and we're making quite a bit of money. Seems like this radio show out of Tampa, Florida is our best customer right now. We got to do 6,000 clicks by the whole weekend, or we ain't going to get our money.
They got to watch all 16 minutes of the video.
Babyface will be in today, 8 o'clock. I think Seth doesn't like Babyface. I think Seth is kind of like, I'm over Babyface. Just be honest. I mean, if we're going to sit here and be straight shooters, let's be straight shooters.
No, I just thought yesterday, it was like, I just couldn't believe we were talking about the Lightning next year and getting rid of Stamkos when they're in the Eastern Conference Final now.
Well, I mean,
it's crazy that he calls Stamkos a paper tiger and all this stuff. I'm just like, if you said that to another hockey player, I mean, they would kill you. Like, any hockey player would defend calling another hockey player soft.
Man, I want Brian Matroni to go tell Stamkos he's a paper tiger to his face. I love that. Because Stamkos actually is pretty big. Like, he's 6'1", isn't he? Is he like 6'1"?
I mean, they're all hockey players.
Yeah, I mean, he's an athlete.
Yeah.
Just hit him in the belly, though. He's got a little sore belly.
I think Seth was fine until he got the cheap Trubisky heat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're getting, I mean, you know, he's going to be in here 2 hours today.
It's fine, yeah.
Figure like that.
Yeah.
I cut a content deal with Tuttle yesterday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, like you really mean that.
I'm waiting for Tuttle Investigates.
I cut a content deal with Tuttle. We're going to be having a Tuttle series. We'll get one video a week, and we'll see how it does. I mean, you know, that's the true gauge as to whether you're over or not.
Yeah, listen, whatever drives everyone to the YouTube, it helps everyone out.
I thought you were going
to
say the Skyway.
Whatever drives you to the Skyway will help everybody out.
Does he have a lane for the content, Bubba, or you kind of let him do whatever he wants?
No, he can do whatever he wants. Because if I pick the lane, be like, oh, you know, the lane sucked.
Is it going to be cheap heat with everybody on the show?
I don't know.
We're talking Tuttle, so yes.
We're talking Tuttle. Yeah, so I don't know. Oh, by the way, Bubba 199 tonight.
Oh.
Who's all coming? Who's all
I'll be there. Reagan will be there.
Nice to see that you're over there, too. I'm
going to be coming. And Anna asked if Ashley could come, so Ashley asked if she can come.
Are you not man enough to say, can Ashley come? You got to throw it over on Anna. When, of course, Ashley is invited.
I was going to say, I thought Ashley had a standing invite.
Lummy, you dumbass. I said on the air that Ashley, based on her schedule, has a standing invite. Like, you don't ever ask to bring Ashley.
All right, Ashley's coming.
All right, that's good to know. Big Red, is he coming?
Lummy,
Bubba 199 is kind of you're kind of my executive producer of it. Did you know that?
I know.
Or are you just
is your megaphone ready to go? You got fresh batteries?
They got fresh batteries this time.
Everything's ready?
Lummy, there's a little checklist. There's things that just pop. Protocols, if you will, Lummy, for a big-time production like Bubba 199 on Friday nights. Yeah. Blitz will tell you that have I not done an extensive amount of, you know, prep for tonight's 199?
Yes, you have.
Lummy, I'm getting the music. I'm setting up all, I'm changing kind of my liners and bumpers this week, cleaning them up a little bit. And so I've been doing a lot of work. Lummy, all you got to do is make sure that there's batteries, and with an extra set of batteries, that you check your megaphone. Like, check your why am I talking on a megaphone right now?
Bubba Grubb, say a thousand bits.
So, Lummy, check out your megaphone right now.
What was his comment with that bit cheer?
Oh, Lummy's the man.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Go check this website out. It's thenewdealshop.com. Now, they got all kinds of stuff. They want me particularly to tell you about the clean phone wand. God, this is exactly what Seth needs. A wand to clean. He'll be cleaning everything.
Oh, yeah.
I have a promo code, Bubba, and I think that gets you $50 off your first order plus free shipping. Thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. They got all kinds of specials, from the masks that you need to the various cleaning devices that you need to clean your phone, your wallet, your earbuds, if you need to clean it. And it's all through UV rays, and it's all real kick-ass. Lummy, you can even wand your groceries.
Sweet.
Like, you know, we should technically wand all these packages we get.
Let's get one or two.
Yeah. TheNewDealShop.com. Promo code Bubba.
Lummy looks zoned out today.
Lummy, are you zoned? Because of just
Bubba, 1,000 bits.
Horrible.
Hey, Lummy, how much sleep did you get last night?
Not enough.
But like, time-wise, how much you think?
About 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
Oh, my God! Lummy.
Did you go to bowling?
Lummy.
I did not go to bowling.
You got 10 minutes of sleep?
Yeah.
on this video?
Yeah.
You've been working all night on this video.
Well, I started freaking out, and then some of it crashed, and then I started freaking out more because it was long, and then I thought it sucked, and so I edited more, and I thought it sucked. And
so when did you get your 10 minutes, you think? Well, like, what time?
Like between 4:45?
4:45
to 4:55.
4:55.
Yeah.
Bubba, I think you got to step in here, and I think you got to cancel the series because Lummy's going to kill himself. Lummy doesn't. Lummy doesn't know how to work smart. Lummy's just working hard.
Well, here's the deal.
No, I had it edited. I just didn't like it, and I was trying to do, like, I put some Ken Burns. I was trying to teach myself that last night. I was trying to do Photoshop
at 4 a.m.
Well, no, that was at like 1, 2 a.m. But I was learning all that stuff. And then one of the interviews I had crashed.
At least Lummy, though, is learning this stuff. Colton's not.
Right. Well, I mean, also, you know, I think this is also why I think Lummy has to be on the mental pills also, because now he can't get any sleep because he's up being a creative genius all night long.
No, this is not creative.
Man, I hope you plan on going home and taking a nap today.
Lummy, yeah.
You got 199 tonight.
Lummy, oh, yeah, I got it.
You're the executive producer of 199 and haven't done anything.
Yeah, Lisa's two fizz is coming.
All right, I knew that. Travis has a direct line, bar the council.
Now, when did you learn all this information?
Oh, Lisa's two fizz I found out like 2 days ago.
All right.
Because you're feverishly on your phone right
bringing,
now.
Is he bringing?
Oh, no, that's Clint Grubbs. He's texting me.
Is he bringing OFF? Is Travis bringing Orlando Farrah Fawcett, the world's nicest hair?
Last time I talked to him, he wasn't sure because I think he's staying Saturday.
Yeah, his other chick is Orlando.
I'm sorry, yeah, his girlfriend's Orlando Farrah Fawcett. I meant Ocala Farrah Fawcett Aaron.
Yeah, she's awesome.
I didn't get to spend enough time with her last time I was here.
She's so cool.
She was so far away.
She's such a sweet.
Yeah.
And not only is she hot, not only does she have absolutely the nicest gym room type earth I've ever seen in my life, but she's sweet and she's nice.
Yeah, she's really, really
nice. She hasn't been tainted by... She's such a sweet Ocala girl. She's not been tainted by the Hillsborough County Hussies Association. The bitches that live in Trampa. That's what they call women from Tampa. Trampas.
Oh, no. That's hurtful.
Exactly. So, Lummy, we got Travis. Is he bringing his wife or not?
Last time I talked to him, he wasn't sure.
So you don't know?
No, I do not know.
Right. How about Big Red?
Big Red is coming.
He's coming. All right. Is he bringing his wife?
No, he is not.
All right. Is Iggy coming?
No, I do not believe Iggy is coming.
Anybody else you know that's coming, will you let me know, other than Reagan and Anna?
Rick from Rainbow and Gravy wants to be shoehorned in.
No, I can't. No.
Okay. You were just pumping him up, Sponjo. Now he's off the guest list.
He needs to print those shirts up.
You don't want her to bring his wife. That's what it is. Yeah. You don't want just Kimmy showing up.
You're right.
Why is that?
You're right, because she drives me insane.
She'll stick her hand down his trousers.
She will give me the same.
Don't you like that? Then
she'll
you can call Seth.
She'll give me the same examination that Seth got yesterday at the Proctol.
It wasn't even I got a free Proctol.
Getting a prostate exam and he was getting engaged?
No, shut up.
And you guys called each other?
No.
It's kind of hot.
We're beyond that subject, so shut up. Sorry. If you want to go to 199.
It is hot.
Yes, sir.
It is hot if you're in the gay community like you are.
Okay. Who, her?
Yeah, her. Who else? We're a couple of stallion straight men.
Bubba 199 and I. Rick, you can come, but your wife cannot. I'm just saying, like, I don't want you mad at me, Kim.
But isn't it like...
But she's disruptive.
But don't you need a... I mean, it sounds like a...
No.
I don't want to use a stereotypical, you know, general term, but it sounds like a sausage fest. Wouldn't you want another woman in there with some...
I'll take another
some
man.
Some pheromones?
Over having drunk Kim here, I'll take another man.
Okay. But maybe she's a party starter. She'll dance.
She's a party starter. She'll also get us thrown off of Twitcher.
Oh. And will she pop her top?
And she's a raper.
She'll pop yours, too.
Oh,
so puppies.
No. Okay, stay home.
Anna.
Stay home.
Anna.
Yeah, sorry.
Stop trying to stick up for her.
I don't know her. I'm trying to learn about her.
The official ruling is no.
Okay.
Nobody can talk me out of it.
Okay.
Rick, if you want to come, you're more than welcome. I don't want your wife mad at me. I love her to death.
She just said I'm not mad on chat.
She's just a little, Kim, you're just a little aggressive. And it throws me off my vibe.
Bubba's ass towel, $50 cash.
Cool.
That's the only time she pops.
Over money and packages. Man. And so I don't want you mad at me, Kim. It's just that you're just so, and you're just, you're just, you're, it's a handful to handle you.
Well, you have to decide, you know, going into Friday night if you want to get raped or not. And you're deciding tonight you don't want to be raped.
Kim doesn't take no for an answer.
Right.
So I'm like, Kim.
That's a predator.
Bubba. I'm like, Kim, I can't. I don't.
Does it make her husband uncomfortable?
Yes, it makes me uncomfortable for Rick.
Kim's in the chat. She said, I'm not mad. Rick will be solo.
Perfect. And so, Kim, don't get mad. I love you to death, but I think next time we need to give you a couple K-pins or something like that.
Rick says that Kimmy has a blown right rear.
Oh.
Oh, what?
I don't know what a blown right rear means.
I don't know.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Seth, what do K-pins do? Do they...
Yeah, anxiety. It takes the anxiety away. Chill.
Is it like a Xanny?
Yes. Yeah.
So a K-pin's like a Xanny?
Yes.
It's another benzo.
Oh, okay.
I think Xanax is better, but, you know, I could just get my hands on Klonopin these days.
Bubba 199 tonight. It sounds like it's going to be really fun. Seth's doing his fantasy show on Sunday.
Yeah, I got Phoebe made a graphics last night, so that's pretty exciting.
10 a.m.
Woo!
10 a.m. Oh, Lumby, that sounded like a very, very not enthusiastic
10 a.m.
We're pumped. Lumby already lost money on the game last night. Like, we're already in prime football shape. Lumby lost the over-under by 1 point last night.
Half a point.
By half a point last night, Spongo. That's why. That's the downfall of Lumby losing bets.
How much have you already, Lumby? After week one, how much have you already lost?
Game one.
Not even
a full week.
Hold on. After game one, how much have you lost? Chiefs, Texans last night. Chiefs won what? 34-20.
Yeah. It wasn't really that close.
Maha Bones looked like the man, though, did he not? I watched some highlights.
Man, for having the Chiefs had like 17,000 in the stadium last night, sounded full. They claimed they weren't piping in any noise.
Oh, they were.
Were they?
Well, I think everybody's going to pipe in stuff.
I mean.
Lummy, what are you down? Don't lie.
Only 75 right now. I put 50 on Seth Lock.
Lummy, you're not making the money you did, you know, a year ago.
I still got a little nest egg in the betting world. I didn't touch it. I never cashed out.
Wow.
It sat in there.
Oh, so you got a little bit of a balance in your betting deal.
I'm going to lose it all, probably.
Are you going all in on the Bucks this Sunday? you are.
Lightning, by the way, NFL openers this Sunday. We got a lot to talk about with regards to the games.
Last night was it.
Wait till Babyface gets in here. He's a sports expert.
Last night was interesting. Just very interesting.
Oh, yeah, with all the...
Everybody making their statement.
You know what? For people not wanting to make statements, they're making a lot of statements.
The NFL that has normally really, really maintained great control of their product and everything, even when people are against it, it's an absolute free-for-all. They have no control over what the players are doing.
It's like almost a circus now.
I mean, last night to me looked like when my 3-year-old daughter has to do some school performance and they're like trying to get her together because, you know, the kids don't know where they're supposed to be. That's what it looked like the players were doing last night as they were trying to, you know, do their moment of unity and all that. It looked like they weren't sure what to do and somebody was forcing them to do it.
Well, the Miami Dolphins came out yesterday and said, I got the video and I'm playing here momentarily. It's like we as the Miami Dolphins are going to stay in the locker room not because of what any certain message, but we feel the NFL's being shallow and these gestures that they're doing, these fake, you know, public service, we really care about the African-American community gestures are disrespectful to us. And so we're going to stay in the locker room. And we're just going to wait and play the game. Well,
that's what the Texans did last night, too. They stayed in the locker room.
It's like, you know what, now just even saying that and doing that, like, we have lost our minds.
Well, you know what it is? The thing about last night was they're making it a big deal. They're zooming in on every single player during the national anthem. So you got the guys taking the knees, you got the guys with the fists in the air. Then you've got the Texans, they come running out after the anthem's over. So you've got the commentators talking about why they're staying out for the anthem. And then they lock arms at midfield and everybody starts booing. Like 17,000 people sound like 65,000 all of a sudden, and they're booing the guys locking arms before the game, which I don't know what that was supposed to send a message or do. I have no clue.
Like, it's just like, I know that, I mean, can anybody say Can anybody say, let's take all the things that are happening in our world and the things that people aren't happy with and want to protest and just set those aside and be respectful to the game that's providing a living, a quite nice living. If you're in the NFL, you're making, you know, more than 95% of all Americans, right? Like, even if you're a
backup,
I think the league minimum's like 350 or 400.
I think it's almost 500 now.
Yeah, like, Jesus. I mean, even if you're just, you know,
if you never even play a game, you could still be making half a million
a year.
Wow.
And so, you know, a lot of Americans would like to have that problem, and now. And I don't know anybody else that would give you that type of living with your skill set.
Look, isn't it fine?
And business.
I just feel like they are making a huge TV show out of everything that these guys are doing, and maybe that's what they're supposed to do. But they didn't have to show the Texans running out of the locker room last night. Like, they didn't have to show the moment of unity and all that stuff, and it was awkward. And Chris Collinsworth is coming out of it going, hey, listen, I'm all for what these guys are doing. Now, let's just get this out of the way and just talk about football. How could you just talk about football after NBC shows for 20 minutes every single protest that's going on, and then you're just supposed to forget about it and watch what happens on the field? It's not that easy, especially when the whole stadium was booing.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
If you didn't know it before, well, then let me alert you. There are germs everywhere. What's the one and only way to respond? Sanitize everything. I'm talking everywhere. Packages, groceries, keyboards, tablets, money, doorknobs. You know, all these things are home to bacteria and viruses, but now there's an easy way to kill bacteria and viruses on all these surfaces or wherever they live. The Clean Phone Wand. The Clean Phone Wand is a portable UV sanitizer that lets you eliminate 99.9% of bacteria and kill viruses in seconds on virtually any surface. Use it for all your deliveries. Use it on tablets, on computers. Use it if you have to get on a plane or stay in a hotel. Use it at school. It's super portable, and with days of battery life, you can take it anywhere and make sure your environment is clean and safe. Get yours now and save over $50 plus free shipping by adding the code Bubba. That's BUBBA. That all happens when you go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, that's thenewdealshop.com. And if you order today and add an FDA-authorized KN95 mask to your order, you're going to save an additional 10%. It's simple. Go to thenewdealshop.com and get the Clean Phone Wand now. And then start sanitizing everything everywhere. Again, thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. Here is the Miami Dolphins, and so they feel so adamant about empty gestures, they've made a promo video out of it. Isn't that somewhat hypocritical? I don't know. It's just all a big. Here's the bad guy, and the NFL's disrespectful, and the NFL sucks, and the NFL, you're fake, and what have
you. Is it authentic? That's the mystery.
Or is it just another symbolic victory?
Now there's two.
Now these are all players and coaches and various people from the Miami Dolphins that are electing to stay inside their locker rooms during the national anthem and the black national anthem that they're saying that they're playing. And they're saying that these are just fake empty gestures by the league to try to make everybody, you know, feel better.
Do we kneel? Do we stand?
If we could just right our wrongs, we wouldn't need two songs.
We don't need another publicity parade.
So we'll just stay inside.
Until it's time to play the game.
Whatever happened to the funds that were promised? All of a sudden, we got a collapsed pocket?
The bottom line should not be...
I feel like my wife's yelling at me. What happened to the checkbook? What happened to the money? What happened to the checkbook? Is these all just false promises that you say every time you come in here late? It's like it feels like a bad breakup, doesn't it?
I just don't know what to believe, and I just don't,
I don't either.
I don't know, man. I want to watch football. I don't want to.
I want to see Smash Mouth football.
I don't. I'm not saying like these guys should shut up and play football, but I don't know. I don't pay attention to if the NFL gave these guys money that they promised. Like
right.
That's just not. That's
the average
not,
fan doesn't know this, right?
No, not at
this
all.
This is like
and
way
they don't
inside.
Care.
This, and don't you think like this is like insider stuff that we don't care about?
This is
right?
For, this is for people that aren't into football that are just into the politics of it.
We
like,
want to know who's got the biggest dong in the locker room.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And, you know, which one of them are the studs on the team's blasting a couple of the cheerleaders.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what we want to know. Not, you know, was that anthem authentic or not? Where's that money you promised us?
Even that profit. You can't open your heart when it's controlled by your wallet.
Decals and patches.
Fireworks and trumpets.
We're not puppets.
Don't publicize false budgets.
Okay. Then let's just take everything out of it and just you guys put on white jerseys and just play some football.
Ask the pundits and we shouldn't have a say.
If you speak up for change, then I'll shut up and play.
If we remain silent, that would just be selfish.
Since they don't have a voice, we're speaking up for the helpless.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think that the average guy or average person that loves NFL like we do, P1s if you will, watch the games, follow the games, have a favorite team, the whole nine yards, watch the pregames, watch the breakdowns. You know, Seth, we are the P1 men, you know, 25 to probably 64-year-old men are their prime demographics. And I find this somewhat offends me. This somewhat offends me.
As far as what are you offended by?
And the fact that like it's they're not appreciative of what they do have.
Well, I
don't think that's necessarily true.
I mean,
I feel like a lot of guys feel pressure because they have a forum and you know they're I don't know, some of them are celebrities and they feel like they have to do something.
Because this is really where it all started too.
It's not enough to act like you care for the troops.
Millions for pregame patriotism. You get paid to salute.
Lift every voice and sing.
It's just a way to save face.
Lose the mask and stop hiding the real game face.
It's like nobody.
What are they? I don't know what they want.
It's like
they don't know what they want either.
I'm confused.
It's like, okay,
where this is
going. What can we do? Now, are we just gonna let the players run the league now? What do we want?
Unfortunately, that's what they're doing.
So if my dad was a soldier, but the cops killed my brother, do I stand for one anthem and then kneel for the other?
See, now that's what if? We all can do what ifs, can't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This attempt to unify only creates more divide.
So we'll skip this song and dance.
And as a team, we'll stay inside.
We need changed hearts, not just a response to pressure.
That's why I couldn't be a coach today, because I'd be like, guys, no, we're not doing this. Uh-uh. Let's be breaking down the plays of the guys we're getting ready to play instead of worried about this nonsense.
Maybe that's what they're doing in the locker room. Maybe they're using that extra time to break down some film.
Okay, well, if you guys want
to... Dolphins. Come on.
Yeah, it's the Dolphins, please. They're doing lines of cocaine with hot blondes.
Nice.
I mean, we're not talking about the Browns, Seth, that need to break down all the plays.
They do.
More fluff and empty gestures.
We need owners with influence and pockets bigger than ours.
To call up officials.
And flex political power.
When education is not determined by where we reside.
And we have the means to purchase what the doctor prescribed.
And you fight for prison reform and innocent lives.
And you repair the communities that were tossed to the side.
I feel like I'm in a rap.
Why is it a poem now?
I don't know. We turned into a green eggs and a ham gimmick real fast. Woo!
And you admit you gained from it, and you swallowed your pride.
This kind of sucks because it looks like it was written for them, and I thought that at first I kind of thought that each guy was just speaking how they felt, which is why it made no sense. But
now it's script Willie.
Now it's scripted, and it makes no sense.
It's not the compass, but love.
It makes me. If it was like you know just impromptu stuff, I was kind of maybe not going to be such a dick on it. But now that it's a green eggs and ham read right here deal,
like I got the message. They're staying inside, but now I don't need all the rhymes to come along with it.
We should make a. Hey, we got your message. Stay inside.
Right. Leave
we don't need all the stupid rhymes.
Leave the rhyming to Trick Daddy. I mean, you guys just talk.
Love is the guide.
Leave the rhyming.
And when the courts don't punish skin color, but punish the crime.
Until then, we'll just skip the long production and stay inside.
For centuries, we've been trying to make you aware.
Either you're in denial or just simply don't really care.
It's not a black-white thing
or a left-right thing.
Let's clean the whole bird.
And stop arguing about which wing.
You didn't have somebody say wings? Because I love wings.
Don't, Seth.
Before the media starts wondering and guessing, they just answered all your questions. We'll just stay inside.
That's the head coach.
Okay.
Brian Flores.
Hey, Brian, so you guys are saying, so hold on, let me get this straight. Are you guys staying inside?
Come again.
He could have just, they could have just taken that down to just him going, we're staying inside this year.
Hey, this is Coach. Boys are staying inside.
And by the way, I like how he's trying to shut down there. That answers all of your questions. That brings up a million more questions. Yeah. The next Zoom interview that this guy has to do where he wants to talk about whoever they're playing this week, the Bills or the Jets, they're going to want to talk about that whole video and everything.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
You can't run from that. You can't just go, hey, here's how I feel about it, boom, and walk away. You got to stand on that hill. You got to defend yourself. You got to keep explaining.
I get to give away a magical butter machine today.
Ooh.
Oh, nice.
Woo! Did you talk to Reagan at all? Did she hear any of the show yesterday?
She heard a little bit.
Oh, was it the bad part?
I don't know. She just kind of said, I was listening a little today. I go, oh, interesting.
We were running a little bit, we were taking some,
loose.
I think we were running a little bit loose and taking various liberties. Yesterday.
Yeah, and she just said something like to the effect of, yeah, it was just Bubba being Bubba.
Oh.
And I just...
Maybe she heard took care of a porn star named Alicia Klass one time. Got a rave review. Maybe she heard that.
Maybe.
You and Anna went till 2 o'clock yesterday.
Yeah.
And Blitz and Lummy.
Well, actually,
I came in late.
We were gonna go.
You were still around.
We were gonna go longer until Lummy had to go get.
We were gonna go to like 4 or 5 o'clock, but Lummy, I gotta go, guys. End the show so I can leave.
Gotta get my pills.
Wow.
Let me do some words. I'm running way late. What have we got any squirrel videos, Seth? I didn't mean to trigger.
No. I got a video of Warren's foot yesterday. He got very comfortable in the studio when Regina was here and kicked his sandals off, and I kind of zoomed in. I didn't know how you felt about shoes in the studio, if people should keep them on or not. So I did a little zoom in, and Warren caught me and put his shoes on immediately.
I saw that. That was nice.
My heel was still on the
now,
shoe.
Now, has he just not been sending you any, or you've just been saying, don't send me your stupid squirrel stuff? I'm just wanting to know what's going on.
No. I haven't received any squirrel videos from Dan. If I received a squirrel video, I'd put it up immediately, but I have not.
Okay. And listen, I'm not trying to tell you what to put up or
no,
nothing.
No, I'd put up, it's actually could be time for another squirrel video. It's been, a good week or so.
There you go.
Yeah.
Lummy.
Yes, sir.
32 minutes. Is your stuff going to be ready?
Yes, sir.
Lummy, LI 3.5.
Yes, sir.
Have you noticed your hair isn't looking as full as it used to? Yeah, losing your hair is no fun. So let's talk options. You can go to your doc for a hair loss treatment prescription. Then visit the pharmacy and try not to go broke just to avoid going bald. Or you can try Keeps from the comfort of your Lazy Boy. You'll get the same doctor-recommended, FDA-approved hair loss treatment. But Keeps offers the generic versions for about half the cost. And one more thing you'll love about Keeps... it's all online. You just answer a few questions, snap a few pics of your hair, and a licensed doctor will review your info and recommend the right hair loss treatment for you. Then it's shipped directly to your door. Why make unnecessary trips to the doctor and drugstore when you can do it all from home? You can get started with a special deal. Go to keeps.com/POTUS for 50% off your first order of Keeps hair loss treatments. That's keeps.com/POTUS. Keeps.com/POTUS.